Torah says that Oyvid Avodah Zarah is the skiva. That's what it's doing in this Perek, Arbin Mises, Nimsru Lebezin. So we're going in order, skiva, Sreifa, Herig, and Chenek. And if a person does Avodah Zarah, B'mezid, B'li Hasra, B'li Eivin, B'li Hasra, then he's Chayv Kares. It's a male of one who worships Avodah Zarah, B'shoikik is Chayv Chatas. The rule is, one who does an Avera B'shoikik, Kosher's Dano Kares, so she gives a Chatas. Once in a while, you have a person who does an Avera, B'mezid, that you Chayv Nisa, and B'li Eivin Hasra, there's no Kares. But the Mako Avivim, or Mekalal Avivim, or Eivin Zemim, the Gemara has a few cases later, that these people are Chayv Nisa B'mezid, and on Daf Samachem base. But there's no Kores. So therefore, if they violate the Aver B'shegik, there's not going to be any Chatos. There are Rashi scattered throughout Shas in different places in the Gemara. But Rashi writes a few times, who's Chatos? Whoever does an Aver, that's... Rashi writes in a few places, whoever does an Aver, Kol Shezono Kores on Miso. That's a difficult Rashi. The Achrayim pointed out, it's a difficult Rashi. It's not accurate. Kol Shezono Mi, Kol Shezono Kori. It doesn't depend on Kol Shezono. You can have Misa where there's not going to be Kori. You can have Kori where there's no Misa. Apo Alachoisoi is Chayiv Kori. And there's no Misa. It's possible to have Kori without Misa. It's possible to have Misa without Kori. The Gemara here assumes that by Avodah Zarah, we're going to get to it, it's a discussion. Maybe there's some forms of Avodah Zarah where there's no Kori. Gemara has a discussion on Samach Beis Amunah. But it's only a Havamina, the Maskonet Nitzchah. So Lamaisa, the Gemara said that there are different forms of worshipping Avodah Zarah, and they're all the same, that Yechayiv Misa, Yechayiv Koris, Yechayiv Chatos. One is the Pasuk Geicha Yavdu, that's 10 lines from the top of Samach Aleph and Aleph. That's in Dvarim Yud Beis. Geicha Yavdu goes on Avodah Zarah Kidarko. Then you have the Pasuk Zaveach Lelehim Yochron, that's in Mishpatim. That's on Daf Samach Amud Beis, Shmoyskov Beis. Zavech Lelim Yochram means Avodah Zarah. It doesn't go on Shkut Echutz. The Gemara says it cannot go on Shkut Echutz. It goes on Lelohim is Loshem Chol. One who worships Avodah Zarah, Idei Zibuah, is Chayiv Misa. What do you need a pasuk for? He says, Eicha Yav. So the Gemara says, Zavech Lelim Yochram goes on Shaloi Kedarka. If he does Zavicha, Shchita, Shaloi Kedarka, even though, let's say he goes into a church in New York and he never Shech Behemoth. And Shech to Behemoth Avodah Zarah. That's the way he worships Avodah Zarah. So the din is that he's Chayv Koris and he's Chayv Misa. And then the Gemara says, you learn out from Zavech Lelim Yochram, any Avodah Zarah, Zibuach Kitur Nisuch. All the same. And Zibuach Kitur Nisuch, and Zorik is also included. Zorik Hagimnas. Then the Gemara says, there's yet a third Pasuk, Kilosh Hashtach Valiel Acher, Hishtachu Adnan, and Avodah Zarah. It's not an avodah tekiyum min mikdash, but it's not an avodah spinim. So I need a separate pasuk to say that hamishtach, even if shaloi kedarka, if he does hishtach wa kedarka, that's eicha yavdu. We're going to talk the whole time about shaloi kedarka. So zibu, akita, nistuch, ozrika, sadam, all four are avodah spinim. So that yechayv even shaloi kedarka from the pasuk in mishpatim zavech lelim yachro. And from the pasuk, kiloi shishtach wa leyel acher, and parshas kisiso, that goes on hishtach wa. What if the person kisses the getchke, or he hugs the getchke, or he sweeps the floor, hamagape, hamanashik, hamachabe, he sweeps the floor, hamarabbits, he sprinkles water on the floor to gather together all of the dust. So then the Mishnah says, so he washes the Avodah Zarah, he dresses it up, and so on, puts on the shoes. So that's his oiva, but Lois says, and the Mishnah says, and the Gemara is going to say that there's no malchus. The Gemara in the bottom of Samach Gimel Meralas calls that a lav shebechlovas, and loikim all of, even though it's a real lav, Sheish b'maisa, but it's a lav shebechlovas ain't loik mo. Frag the Gemara Akasha now, towards the bottom, 3 lines from the bottom of Samach Amud Beis. Frag the Gemara, how do you know how to juggle around all of these psukim? You say that the pasuk Eicha Yavdu goes on Kedarka, and Zavech Lelim Yochram goes on Zibuach Kitur Nisuch and Zorik, any Yavodah Spinim. And the third pasuk, Kilosh Hashtachu Leil Acher, that's a new pasuk. That even Hashtachu Shaloi Kedarko also chayiv. But if he does any bekovetik activity like Hamagapav, Hamanashik, etc., that's only a loy says. If Frek the Gemara, how do you know to juggle the pasukim like that? Omale Rabba Barafkhana Le Abai effect. Akasha, maybe say differently. Maybe Ishtahu as a Laman ala Klal Kulayotza, that water, whatever you do, anything, the Kovadik, even Shaloika Darka, any act of demonstrating Kovad for the Avodah Zarah is already Chayav Misa. So that should include also Amigapev, Amanashik, Amichabed, Amirabit, Amirachet. He's the Shamus in the church. He doesn't believe in Hishas Shamus. That's what he does for a living. He's salaried to do. So maybe he's Chayav Misa, maybe he's Chayav Koris, maybe he's Chayav Misa. Because he's Mechabed the Avodah Zarah. Whoever does a Maisa Kovad to the Avodah Zarah is Chayav Misa. What do I need a Pasuk? Avodah Zarah Kidarko. What do you need a Pasuk Avodah Zarah Kidarko for? That's the Zarah B'Zayin, it's Pairat Melechor. Zarah Kevin the Margulis, even if it's not Kidarko. So what do you need the Pasuk of Zoveyach for? So the Gemara says, maybe the Chitema, two lines from the bottom, you'll ask the question, the Chitema Zoveyach, Lomali, what do you need? If you're going to tell me that the klal, that's mulamen akolal klal kula yotza, is ishtachva, whatever is there, a kovid, it doesn't have to be avoid us, it doesn't have to be an avoid at all. So what do you need the pasuk of zericha? Everything more, maybe that should tell you the din, mechashma mi avoid al avoid. What does that mean, mechashma avoid al avoid? So it says on the side that this is a sugi in zvachim and daf yud. In zvachim and daf yud, there is a double machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. One machlokes has to do with korbanos. The other machlokes has to do with hilchos avodah zarah. The original din that they're facing everything out is a din of pigul that we read in last week's Sedra in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. That a korban shlamim can only be eaten for shnei yamim v'layla echad. Then it says in Heyachol, Yachel, Vayom HaShlishi, if you eat it on the third day, Pigal Hu, Lo Yerot. So the Gemara says, how can it be? He already was Makrif the Korban, and he was Yotzi everything, and he goes back to home, he lives in the Chutzlor, then he eats it on the third day, but this is Lo Yerot, it becomes Pigal, Lo Yerot. It was already kosher. How can it become Nifsal after it's already kosher? There is no such thing. Gemara says, no, Heyachol, Yachel, Vayom HaShlishi means that he has in mind, Bishas, one of the Avoidas. He has in mind, Bishas, Shchita, to do heyochel yochel, either to do achilos adam or to do achilos mizbeah chutz lizmanai. What do you mean achilos adam? The korban shlamim is nechush neyamim v'layla echad. He's going to put some in the freezer. He's going to eat it next Shabbos. He's going to take it. He's going to eat it next Shabbos chutz lizmanai. Or he's going to save some of the emurim. He's going to burn them on the mizbeah chutz lizmanai. After the time is up, this month for the emurim, even the emurim of the kotshim kalim has a deal of kotshim kotshim. So the emurim is nifsal belina if you leave it overnight. The basar is not nifsal belina. The besar hashlamim is nechosh neyamim v'laylecha. The emurim, you have to be makta that day, yom v'layla. And if you're not makta that day, it becomes nifsal belina. You're not allowed to be makrivit the next day. So let's say, heyochel, heyochel, b'shtachilus, hakos medaber. Either he has in mind the shashchita to do haktoris emurim tomorrow or next week, or in order to have achilos adam next week. So that makes the whole thing into pigul. So what do you see from the pasuk? That if you have a machshava, b'shas shchita, b'shas kabbalah, b'shas leilocha, b'shas zrika, I'm going to have to do a haktor. Haktor is an avoida, but that's a different avoida. There are dalad avoida sadam. The dalad avoida sadam, shchita, kabbalah, halocha, zrika, are the dalad avoida sadam. Rashi defines in Soiko that why is shchita an avoida sadam? Because the definition of the avoida of shchita is to be mafrid the chelak gavoya, to separate the dam from the rest of the korban, that the dam should be prepared to be nizrak al gabi al mizbeah. So shchita is not only an avoid in the animal, it's an avoid in the dam. Haktaras emurim is not an avoid in sadam. There happens to be dam in the emurim, but that's not called avoid in sadam. That's an avoid in the korban. But there are dalet avoid in sadam that are likub, the shchita kabbalah halachas mi. So what do you see from the whole parsha of pigul? You see that there's such a thing, a person does one avoida A, B, C, or D, having in mind to do the avoida of haktaras emurim at a later time, so that possible, there's such a thing as a machshava from one avoida to do another avoida at his man that's possible. So Rabbi Yochanan derives from that, that's the first machleg Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is whether mechashva me avoida l'avoida based on mikdosh. Means like this. Let's say, the first Mishnah says in Zvachim, that if you shech the korban, either with the shina kodesh or with the shina bailim, shina kodesh means it's a korban chatos. Let's say if I care it like this, let's say it's a korban oilo, And the Kohen decides, this guy needs a Karban Oila. This guy is such a balaver. Let him first bring an Osham. Let him first bring a Chatos. And then it'll be, and then we'll begin thinking about whether he's ready to bring a Karban Oila. Or whatever, let's say he's bringing a Karban Chatos. So the Kohen decides, I'm not prepared to see whether he should get a Kapara. I have in mind this should be for an Oila, for a Shlomim, whatever. Let it cost him more money. Let him bring a Karban tomorrow, next week. Let him pay for another Karban. The Kohen knows what it is. It's not that he made a mistake. He knows what it is. He knows that it's a chatas. And he decided, I don't want to give him a kapara. I'm going to have in mind this should be a shlamim or an oila. Let him bring a different karma for a chatas. He knows that this is an oila. And he decides, he's not ready to bring an oila. Matana, doron, what? Let the guy first get a kapara for the averas that he did. Then we'll think about accepting matana. So that's called machsheves shinui kodesh. He knows that it's Korban A, and he wants to be makrivit l'shem Korban B. Or she did buy it. He knows that it really, this is the Korban of Reuven, and he doesn't like Reuven. He decides, I'm going to do the avodah on behalf of Shimon, his brother, his father, his children. I don't like him. So what's the din if you makrivit Korban Mishini Kodesh or Mishini Baila? So the first Mishnah says that by all Korbanas, the Korban will be kosher. The only thing is, the Bala Korban won't be yotzei derech rosa, except for two. Chatos and Korban Pesach, we learn from Sukkim that the whole Korban is possible. So now the Gemara has a machlek zabechav eshlokish regarding this din of Shina Kodesh, or Shina Bailin, and Chatos and Pesach that we learn from Sukkim that it possible the Korban. What would the din be like this? The Kohen is very open-minded. He decided that he's going to do the Shechita for Reuven. Reuven paid for a whole Korban, he brings it to the base. So the Kohen decides, I'm going to do the Shechita on behalf of Reuven. Then the Kabbalah Saddam, he has a mind already now. He made up in advance. The Kabbalah Saddam is going to be for Mrs. Reuven. Why should it only be for Mr. Reuven? For Mrs. Reuven. Then the Hailocha Saddam is going to be for one child, for his son. And the Zrika Saddam is going to be on behalf of the daughter. The Talad Avoida, the family, a husband and a wife and a son and a daughter. Everyone is going to share and share alike. He's going to do each Avoida for each person. So far he does the Shechita. Shechita was done for the correct person. But he already declared in advance, the Kohen already said in advance, he's doing the Shechita, having in mind to do the Kabbalah Saddam on behalf of the wife, and in order to have the Zrika Saddam on behalf of the son, and the Alocha Saddam on behalf of the daughter. And he never got to do the other. Then someone says, what are you, crazy? You're going to make a Shinui Bailam, you're going to bustle the whole Korban. So after he finishes doing the Shechita, L'shem, the Bala Korban, he says, okay, I'm going to do the Kabbalah, the Alocha, the Zrika, everything is done for the Bala Korban. But at the time, so he never really did the Shinui, he never did the Kabbalah the Halacha, the Zrika, with the Shini Bailam or the Shini Kodesh. Let's say he decides, why should the guy only have this chus of having brought a Chatas or a Pesach? Let me have in mind the Redal and Avoidus. Let me do the Shechita, the Shein Korban Pesach. I'll do the Kabbalah Saddam, the Shein Korban Oila. I'll do the Halacha Saddam, the Shein Korban Chatas. I'll do the Zrika Saddam, the Shein Korban Osham. So I'll have four Korbanas with the price of one. I'll have in mind all of this. And then after he does the Shechita, the Shein Korban Pesach, somebody tells him, Meshuggah, you can't be yotzei four korbanos with the price of one. You better not have a shinui kodesh in the other three avodas, or you'll pass. So from then on, he does all the four avodas with the correct machsheves bailam, with the correct machsheves kodesh. It's for the pesach, for the chatos, whatever, and it's for the right person. But at the time that he did the shechita, he had intention of doing the other avoda with a psul, but he never got to do it. He never lived so long because they straightened him out before him. So that's a machlekes of Yechon Mishlokish. So Yechon says, Yafina mi Tigul. Just like you see from Tigul, that if you do the Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Ozrika, any one of the Dalar Avodas, with an intention of doing the Avodas HaHaktoreh, at a Zman that is going to be possible after the Zman is all up, the HaKtoreh Seimurim has to be today. Yom Valayla. If you leave it over till tomorrow morning, you're in the Sabalina, because even the Emurim of the Kachim Kalim had a status of Kachim Kachim. Emurim are always Kachim Kachim. So if he had the intention of doing one of the Dalar Avodas Adam, he does Dalar Avodas Adam, the intention of doing a Zrika Bipsul, even if he never gets to do the Zrika Bipsul, to do the Haktorah Bipsul, the whole Korban is possible. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Yafina Mitigul. And Rish Lakish says, he does not see. Tigul is a Gzeris Akasav, lo Yafina Mitigul. Friday. And now Rabbi Yechanan goes one step further. Not only Mechashrin, that's called Mechashrin Me'avoid al-Avoidah, Bifnin, in the Beis HaMikdash. If he's Shechts, the Korban, Almanas to do the Zrika Saddam with the Shina Bailam. Almanas to do the Zrika Saddam with the Alocha Saddam with the Shina Kodesh. So So Rabbi Yochanan says that that's possible. So then Rabbi Yochanan goes a step further. This is all mitzad asvar. Yalpina mitzigol is a mamatzinu. So then he goes right to another mamatzinu. Mitzad asvar. It doesn't need any gzeres akotuk. He holds that hua dinami. Yalpina chutz mipini. Hilchas avod zara should be patterned after hakrovas korbanos. After all, it says, Dabech l'alim yochrom dilti l'ashem levadoi. Rikin kol avodas kulam l'ashem. That all the avodas of korbanos have to be only lagavoya to the Rosh Hashanah. Not allowed to avodas of korbanos l'shem avod zara. So Rabbi Yochanan holds yalpina chutz mipini, that if the person shecht the behema, not l'shem avod zara. Let's say this Avodah Zarah, they never shecht for this Avodah Zarah. People who happen to have dam from Behemoth, they come to this base Avodah Zarah, and the Zarek the dam in front of the Avodah Zarah, like they're giving the Sirus Nefesh space. Ki Adam hu anefesh, they're giving Sirus Nefesh. They never do Shechita, Kabbalah, or Hailocha, they never do. They do Zrikal Avodah Zarah. So he does, let's say, Shechita, he shecht to Behemoth, school in Behemoth school, Nishkin, not a Korban, right? He shecht to Behemoth school. And he attends already now at the time of the Shechita Skulin to do the Zrikas Adam, the Shem Avodah Zarah. He intends to do it. But he never went ahead to do it. He never does the Zrikas Adam. Someone says, what are you crazy? You're going to do a Zrikas Adam, Avodah Zarah, you'll be chayim. So he doesn't do it. So he stops. So Rabbi Yochanan holds it doesn't matter that he stops. Just like there's a din mechashim me'avodah, just like there's a din of pigul. That if you have the machshav at the time of Shechita to do Haktorah b'tzul, so even if you don't live so long to do the Haktorah b'tzul, the Shechita with that intention already passes the whole carbon. And just like if you do a Shechita with the intention of doing a Shini Kodesh and a Shini Bailam on the Kabbalah, or on the Zrika Saddam, or on the Halacha Saddam, that already passes in the Shechita in Korbanos, the Chashma Avod L'Avodah. So he says, Hu Adinami, in Tikruvis Avodah. We learn that from Ksukim that there's an Isar of Tikruvis, that if you Shech the Behemal Avodah, it becomes also Bahamah. So Rabbi Yochanan has a chiddush that you learn yalpinon chutz lifnim. You learn that hilchas avodizar tekruvus avodizar. You learn that from korbanos. Just like in korbanos mechashma avod l'avodah, so too this will become tekruvus if the fellow shechts the behemah schulin, intending, let's say he shechts the behemah schulin adaita. He's talking all day about going to another city to worship avodizar over there. So the behemah schulin becomes awesome. No, it has no shaykes. He plans to shecht Avodah Zarah. He plans to do an Avodah Zarah later. Has nothing to do with what he's doing over here. Let's say he plans to be Mechal Shabbos. The fellow plans to be Mechal Shabbos this coming Shabbos as he's shechting a behemah, an Erev Shabbos. So he's already called Amum Mechal Shabbos. That's Chitos and Avela. No. So here the fellow plans to worship Avodah Zarah later. So just because he plans to worship Avodah Zarah doesn't make him into Amum El Avodah Zarah that it should be Chitos and Avela. But Rabbi Yochanan holds over here, if it's Mi'avoid El Avodah, if he shechts they must call it a daita to do one of the avodas adam, either the zrikas adam, a daita to do the zrikas adam, the avodas zara, and zrikas adam is the chinkotchim, that's the hemshach of the dalar avodas. So in avodas zara, it'll already be tikruvis now. And Rishlokish is chaylik. Rishlokish doesn't believe in yalpina chutz, he doesn't even hold from a chashma avod l'avoda. Rishlokish doesn't know from the whole story. Because even in Karbanas, he say, lo yalfinim mitigul. But Rabbi Yochanan holds two chidush. He holds chidush number one, yalfinim mitigul, the mechash me'aved la'aveda. The chidush number, mitzad asvari, he knows it. Mitzad asvari, he goes the second step, that yalfinim chutz mitnin, even in Avodah Zarah is also the same thing. So that's what the Gemara suggests over here. Rabbi Parachonel asked Abai Akasha, how did the Tanoim know how to figure out all of the psukim over here? He say that one rule is Eicha Yavdu has to be Avodah Zarah Kedarka even Terech Bizoyim. And the other rule is, even if it's Shaloi Kedarka, if it's Zavech Lelim Yochram, if it's Shechita, or Hu Adinami any of the Avodah Spinim, and then you say Yotze Ishtachvo Aliyatzmo, Ishtachvo Shaloi Kedarka Zolzachai. But a Maisa Kovid, the Kapa from Menashik, etc., that's only Allah Shem or Malkas, because it's Allah Shebechlolis. The Gemara later Samagim. Frek Akasha, how did the Tanoim figure this out? Why shouldn't I say that the pasuk ishtachvo is the ikar? Ishtachvo means whatever ma'isa kavod you do for avodah zarah, it's chayv koris and chayv misa. Echa yavda goes even if it's not a ma'isa kavod. Poer atzim lepor zarah kevin makulis. Even if derech tizoyin is chayv if it's kedarka, and if it's shaloi kedarka, any ma'isa kavod is chayv. I'll ask if so. So what do you need the pasuk of zaveach? So he says maybe zaveach tells me agzeres hakosuv. What does that mean? What Rabbi Yechanan holds is mitzad asvarim, and Rish Lakish disagrees. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, there's no havamina. You could never make such a mistake. Because Rabbi Yechanan holds you don't need a pasuk to tell you mechash me'avayda l'avayda. But Rish Lakish is not convinced of this svara. He doesn't even hold mechash me'avayda l'avayda in Beis HaMikdash, in Korbanos, he doesn't even hold from it. Lo yafina mipigul. Certainly doesn't hold from the second step, the yafina chutz mipnim. There is no pnim to learn that mechash me'avayda l'avayda. The Zog de Gemara, maybe that's what I'll use the pasuk for. If Rish Lakish is not convinced that it's a svara, the Zog that's what the pasuk Zavech L'Alim Yachram tells you, that mechash me'avayda l'avayda the yitmar. You know that this machlekes exists. Ashechet beima, beima schulin. Amenas lizrek doma lavedus kechov. Lahaktechel balavedus kechov. So Rav Yechanan says asura. It's already tikruvis avedus zora. Even though he never lived so long, he never does the haktoras emurim. He never does the zrikas hatam lavedus zora. He just did the shechita. He holds mechashme aved lavay. Asura means Rashi says asura ba'ano. Means it's already tikruvis. Tikruvis avedus zora zasmano. And Rishlakisham amuteres. Shlokish says, it's not the Kruvis. He doesn't hold from the first step, Mechashma Avayda L'Avayda L'Yafina Mipigo. And even if he would have held from the first step, he doesn't hold from the second step of Yafina Chutz Mipnim. So the Gemara says, Ha Anicha, the Kasha is Arab. The Kasha of Rava, Barab Chonin, that he has to Babai. Maybe you should juggle the Psukim differently. It's not a Kasha if you hold like Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon holds that it's no Mitzad Asvara. Whatever you know Mitzad Asvara, you don't need a Pasuk for. So you can't say that that's what the Pasuk goes on. Zavech Lelim Yachram goes on Mechashma Avad Lavar. Yachram holds that it's a din mitzad asvar. But if you hold, Hanichal Rabbi Yachram holds that it's a svar, you can't that sign like this. So you're forced into interpreting the psukim the way the Tanoim did. Ela the Rish Lakish was not convinced of the svar at all. The dog that boy crow, why don't you say that you need a pasik? Maybe that's, so it should come out that the gapa from Nashi should be chayiv nisin koris. How does the Tanoim know how to interpret the psukim? So now the Gemara presents a machlokes Rav Papa and Rav Acha Beide Ravika within this machlokes Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish and a machlokes by Mechash and Me'avayda L'Avayda by Avayda Zore Ashoichet Behem Askulen Amanas Lizrik Doma L'Avaydis Gochav. The Rav Yechon holds that it's the Kruvis, it's already also Bano, and Rish Lakish holds that it's not the Kruvis. So now the Gemara has a machlokes Amarayim. Forget about the tikruvis for a minute. No one's interested in eating the flesh. What's with the gavre who did the shchita? He does a shchita's behemah. Almanas lizrik dam alavet izor. Is he chayiv miso or not? So Rapap betain is, he doesn't see that anybody says he's chayiv miso. Even Rabbi Yechanan says that it's tikruvis. Tikruvis it becomes, but we never said that the person who did the shchita is chayiv miso. And Rav Racha Beder Avika says, punkt faker, that doesn't make any sense. How can you say he's not chayiv misa and it's the kruvitz? That's impossible. If anything, there's room to say punkt faket. Even Rish Lakish would disagree, and he holds that lo yafin mitigol, and lo yafin chutz b'pnim, that one who shech the behem aschulin, amanas lizrik dam al avidizare, the behem, vet noch nisht the kruvitz avidizare, but the one who did the shchita, planning to do, zrika sadan avidizare, that's like elach ve'evoy. Avadi is chayiv misa. Of course, the person is an oibid avodah zarah. A person could be an oibid avodah zarah without any tikruvis. Let's say somebody bows down to an avodah zarah. He says eliyatim in front of an avodah zarah, not in front of an avodah zarah. So if he says eliyatim, the kabbal beloha, the man is chayiv misa, and there is no tikruvis. It's possible to have an oibid avodah zarah is chayiv misa without tikruvis. But for kip, avach vaydu rabbi katainis, a papa svarah doesn't make any sense at all. How can you say that tikruvis vertes? And the gavra is not chayiv misa. So that's a machlokes Rav Papa, Rav Acha Beide Ravika. Rav Papa, effect. Akasha, you just said ha nicha le Rav Yechon. You said aliba de Rav Yechon, who holds that this is no mitzad asvara. Mechash me avodah l'avodah. It's all mitzad asvara. The afinim mipigul mechash me avodah l'avodah. Afinim chutz mipnim. It becomes the kruvus. So the Gemara said ha nicha. If you hold like Rav Yechon, then the kasha of Rava for Rav Chanan is not shver. Why not juggle the pesukim in a different direction? It'll come out that the pasuk of shechet lavid is ozvech. Rav Yechanan doesn't tell you anything. I already know mitzad asvar that the man is chayiv misa. Rav Papa says, how do you know? Rav Yechanan only worked out mitzad asvar. The thing is tigul. Means that it should become by korbanos it'll be tigul, and by avodah zarah it'll be tikruvus. But he never said that the person is chayiv misa. That Rav Yechanan never said mitzad asvar. For that I need a pasuk of zavech lelev Yechanan to tell me that your kasha is still a good kasha. even Alibe the Rabbi Yechanan, Bein Alibe Rabbi Yechanan, Bein Alibe Reish Lakish. A puppet, Maskevler, a puppet, he's restoring the kasha of Rav Bar Chon. He says the kasha is not Niche, Alibe Rabbi Yechanan, the kasha is a good kasha, Bein Rabbi Yechanan, Bein Reish Lakish. And Rav Achabe the Rabbika says, no, it's an Ishkin kasha. Even Alibe the Reish Lakish, you don't have any kasha, because even Reish Lakish agrees with that, that's what the person is certainly chayiv nisa. How does Rav Acha Beit Rabbi? That's the way we usually assume, like Rav Acha. We pass him like Rav Yechanan. How are we going to know how we usually assume? But the Pashtus is like Rav Acha Beit Rabbi, that even according to Reish Lakish, that the behemoth does not become the Kruvus of the Zara, but the Gabri is Chayiv Nisa. How does he know that? So he gives a Moshel, Hakama Kosher Reish Lakish of the behemoth. He just says the animal doesn't become the Kruvus of a Gabri Baktolu. The Gabri is Chayiv Nisa Mitama with the Zara. Gives a Moshel. The Gita Moshe needed to have the Amishtach Baloha. Moshe Lamadavadayim, a person bows down to a Mechubala Karka, bows down to a mountain. That we learn out in the Pasuk is Elaheim, Al Hahorim, Eloi Hahorim, Elaheim. That Amishtach, if a person bows down to his watch, a person bows down to a pair of glasses, it becomes Osabano. But if a person bows down to a mountain, even if the mountain belongs to him, if the mountain doesn't belong to him, the mountain does belong to him. And still, Elaheim, Arahim, Eloi Hahorim, Elaheim. The Mechubah does not become Asa. But still, the one who worships the mountain is Chayim Misa. So Rav Acha, Brei de Ravik, and Gita Moshel, just like me, the Havi Amishtach Valahor, then what's the Allah? The Har is Mutor, Va'oivda, the Saif, the one who worships it, is Chayif Saif. What's that? It's Chayif Saif. It's not Chayif Saif, it's Chayif Skila. He does want to give a Moshel of a Yid worship, but it's like Gita Moshel Anochri. Anachi is always Chayv Saif, and all the Sheva Mitzvahs in Anach, the only Einish Misa, they don't have Arba Misa in bed, they only have Saif. So he wants to give the original Pasuk, Elaheim al Haharim goes when the Oibdi Avedizah, when the Nochem are leading Avedizah, not going when the Yid is leading Avedizah. So he says, Mida the Avi Ahar, the Har is Mutah, but of the Bisaif if he's an Akum, or it's Biskil if he's a Yid. If he's a Benoich, it'll be Saif. If he's a Yid, it'll be Skil. So he gives a marshal so to Reish Lakish, only says the animal will not be tikruvis, but he never said, never said the gavel will not be chayvis. It's a little strange marshal. Hahoy, a person who worships Avodah Zarah, and there's some kind of a hitch, there's some kind of a reason why the Avodah Zarah doesn't become masa, because it's mechubah lekarka. Elaheim alaharim loharim alaheim. So it's a real full-fledged Avodah Zarah, and there is a kosev that it doesn't become masa. How does he prove? How does Rav Acha Beit Ravika prove from that who adinami within Reish Lakish, that in the case of Mechashmi Avod L'Avod, despite the fact that Reish Lakish says that it doesn't become Tikruvus, but the person is Chayiv Nisa. Why? But he didn't even do any Avod Zara. If Reish Lakish holds, you don't learn out from Pigul, there is no such thing Mechashmi Avod L'Avod, that he didn't do Avod Zara. I mean, he said he's planning to do Avod Zara. So for that, Elach Ve'evai. That's the whole sugi coming up. The Gemara is going to have 7 shittas. What's the din if a person says, Eilach ve'eved, I'm going to worship Avodah Zarah Gemara. We'll get to it today. Gemara has up to 6 terutz and then 2 gears and someone comes up there, 7 shittas. Allah, what's the din if he says Eilach ve'eved? Sometimes chayv, sometimes not chayv. So how's the Gemara make a moshel between Mishtach ve'lahar, the har mutav of the besai, who are the nami over here? By Reish Lakish is shita the name of Hashem me'avoida la'avoida, that the animal doesn't yet become the kruvus avodah zarah, but the gavri is chayv misa. Why is it chayv misa? But he didn't do avodah zarah yet. It's not such a good mashal from Mishtach v'lahor. So in the shiurim on Zvachim on Dafyu, they quoted the name of Rabel v'la Salavetrik, that he had the following comment in Chulin. The Gemara has a discussion regarding one who shechts a behema l'shem hor, a shechet lahor. Here's the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Tes on the base, the end of the second parak, towards the end of the second parak in Chulin. So it's in Yeridei, a person shechts l'avodah zarah, becomes tikruvus, and tikruvus is off the bottom. So the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, a shechet l'shem horim, l'shem gvois, l'shem yamim, lakes, l'shem naharis, rivers, l'shem idbaris, midbar, desert, shchitasa psula. Shchitasa psula, it should be worse, it should be tikruvus. Psula en, zivche nesim, lai. Why is it only psula, it should be worse? Or reminu, we have a, what is it, a tosefta in chulin. Hashechet Hashem Harim is a whole list of things. Then it says, Harielu Zitchei Mesim. Zitchei Mesim is that it's Asma, no? So the Gemara gives the Teretz Loi Kasha. Amar Abai Loi Kasha. Hada Amal Ahar. Hada Amal Agada Dahar. What's it does? The Rashi claims that there's a difference between Mechuber and Balichai. Rashi says there are two things that don't become Asr. If you bow down to a behemoth, it doesn't become Asr, because we learn that from a Pasuk that a Nevad, a behemoth which is a Nevad, is Pasuk Lagabi HaMizbeach. We need a Pasuk that a Nevad, Muktzah B'Nevad. The Gemara learns that, so all of those are Raveh V'Nirvah, Muktzah B'Nevad. The Gemara Bavakama quotes that right. That all four, the Pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra, it says, when you bring a carp, min abhem, min abhaka, min atzon, min, 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 min is a miut. Some of them yeah, and some of them no. So it's memayit, it's memayit all of these, raveh v'nirva, muktzah v'neva. So what do you mean it's memayit, neva? If it's also ba'no, so what shechtes, shechtes l'shem carbon? All shechita will be possible, going to shechtes l'shem carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Mar says, obviously, the behemah, which is a neva, is muta ba'no. The same thing, the raveh v'nirva must be talking that it wasn't nigmadina l'misa. It's nigmadina l'misa, it's also ba'no. There's nothing to discuss. So the Gemara says, "Acham askinon." It's a nageach, shora nageach, raveh, anirva, alpi edech or alpi avaylin. So it's not chay misa, but it's possible to gap in his death. So here also the Gemara says, "What does it mean nevad?" Nevad means that hamshtach v'lebeim aloy asora, because balechayim are not nes. So that you learn from that pasuk, the balechayim made in the sun. Then Rashi also you learn a different pasuk, got related another pasuk. It says, You shouldn't go after the Avodah Zarah's Elaheim al Haharim. You shouldn't go after the Avodah Zarah's al Haharim. So the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah's Medaik Elaheim al Haharim, Elohe Haharim, Elaheim. If the Nochim worship the Har itself, so the Har itself is Mutaban. The Rashi Shita is that the two unrelated deeds, two different deeds, one din that Falechaim don't become Nesam Shum Avodah Zarah, and that Tzveta din that the Mechuber doesn't become Nesam. The Rambam writes that it's all the same thing. The Rambam writes in Ilkhus Avodah Zarah, Atzara Shav Shabem is that both of them are rainbow tvisas yad odom, whatever wasn't manufactured by a human being. The only thing that can become osa b'hano amitam avodah zarah is if it's manufactured. Let's say somebody makes a getchke and someone bows down to it. So that getchke will become osa b'hano. If somebody manufactured a watch, someone manufactured a pair of glasses, a cup like this, man-made thing, a table, a chair, whatever. So if you have a suit, so if you had something that's man-made and then somebody worships it, so that's yesh potvisus yadon. If you have something that's a natural entity, balechai, the animal was born, or horim, the horim, the mountains, that's ein potvisus yadon. The Gemara says, let's say, the hen lays an egg, and the egg is untouched by human hand. So the Gemara says, even though it's not balechaiim, the Gemara says, it's ein anesar, or you have a tree and the apples fall down from the tree. So if somebody picks up the apples, they put them on a bushel, and then they bow down to the apples, so that's yesh bo tvisus yadon. But the apples fall down from the tree, it's tolush. It's not mechubel akark anymore. So even though if you bow down to the tree is mutavan, oh, mechubel akark, din kekarka, that's the same thing as alayim alaharim alaharim alaharim. But once the apples fall down from the tree, it's tolush, and Mar says, no, it's yesh bo tvisus yadon, it doesn't become osur. So they're ram, until you pick up the eggs. Until you pick up the apples, then it's yesh b'tvisus yadon. The Gemara said the same thing. Let's say a person bows down to his own field, bows down to Yenim's field, Zayin on the Moshe Dov Shein Shalot. He bows down to his own field, so it's mechuber does not. But the Gemara says, what about chafabo? What if he digs in the field, l'shem avodah zarah? Then he bows down. The Gemara says, then it's yesh b'tvisus yadon. The Gemara has that it's possible. It doesn't really depend on mechuber, and it doesn't depend on balichai. Atzad hashav shebehem is. That's how the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. It's one cloud. If ain bo tvisus yadodim, if it's not manufactured by human being, then it's not neser. And if you picked up the eggs, you picked up the apples, that's also called manufacture. As long as he did something to it, that's called the chepta that was manufactured by a person. According to the Rambam, it's impossible to distinguish between mechuber and balechayim, because the haino hach is the exact same thing. But Rashi and Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Chulin make this distinction. The Rashi has the following distinction here in Chulin Daf Met. Tosfos agrees with the Rashi. He holds that Mechuba doesn't have a shame of Avodah Zarah at all, as opposed to Balechayim. They learned that from two different Pesukim, the two different Dinim. Mechuba, Elohim, 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 is a miyud that mechuber doesn't have a shame of it is zara at all. So even if a shech the kruvis for the mountain, mamis is worshipping the mountain, that the kruvis will be mutabano. Because it doesn't have a shame of it is zara. So the kruvis is not called the kruvis shall have it is zara. As opposed to balechayim, Rashi Shita is the balechayim do have a shame of it is zara. The only thing is you have a pasuk. That nevad is only posel agavoya, but lehegit is mutter. So it's a right of balechayim. A mutter banor, but they are labeled as avodah zarah. So therefore, the lechapanav kemina tikruvis to a balechayim will become osa banor. The tikruvis will become osa banor. Only the balechayim itself that I worship will not become osa banor, but the tikruvis to the balechayim will become osa. So that's what Rashi interprets in this gemara. Hadi omer lahar, hadi omer lagadador. Like Rashi, if he's worshiping, if he's making tikruvis to the mountain itself, he's worshiping the har. So the har mechuber is nishke cheftif and avodah zarah at all. Even the tikruvis is also muta. So it's ma'amish muta bahano. Why does it say that it's also, it should be muta bahilo also? So why does the Mishnah say on the last line on Lamites on the base and Kulin? Why does that shechet v'shum harim shchitasa psula? The Rashi says achumre midirabon. But really, mikra din deraisa, there's no din tikruvis at all. How can it be called tikruvis avidizar? The avidizar doesn't have a shame avidizar. But if he's shechting l'shum gada dahor, the gada means the mazel of the man. What do you mean the mazel? The spirit of the mountain. So the spirit of the mountain, that's not Bechuber. That's like Balechayim. So if he's shechting the shame Balechayim, shechting the shame angels, something else. Shame angels are the spirit of the mountain. So Rashi learned that then it will be us. That's how Rashi learned. The Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam Pirush does not learn like that. The Rambam says, both in the Pirush HaMishnayis and in the Arach HaZok, it means a different thing. If he's shechting because he deifies the mountain, then it says that it's Zivchei Meisim, it'll be awesome. Or not. If he doesn't deify the mountain, he just knows that if you do this, you'll make a lot of money. He doesn't believe in the. He knows that this works. Everybody who shechts behave in front of this mountain gets a blessing that year. So he doesn't believe, it says a good luck charm, but he doesn't really believe that the mountain has any power. That if it's Legata Dahar, then the Rambam says that it's just L'shem Mazal D'Yalma without any Kabbalah Salahus. Then the Rambam says that that's the case, that it's only Asa B'Achilim and the Rabbanim, that it won't be a Tikruvus HaDizor. Not like Rashi at all. The Rambam cannot learn like Rashi. So they quote. That's how Rashi learned. Yeah, Rashi says it depends on Yishechting to the Yam. If you deify the Yam, then the Yam doesn't have a shame of it. It's only Tikruvis is Mutabano. It's only also Ba'achilim and the Rabbanah. But if you shech to the mazel of the Yam, to the spirit of the Yam, so that's not Mechuber. That's something like Balechai. So that will be Avod Azor. So then the Tikruvis of Balechai will be us. The Tikruvis of Mechuber is Mutta. The Tikruvis of Balechai is us. That's a Rashi read the Gemara. And the Rambam cannot be masking to that. The Rambam holds that Hainuach is the same thing. They both boil down to the same Allah of Aim, but Tfisus Yadad. The Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So that's why the Rambam here on Daf Mem in Chulin, and both in the Tirush and Mishnayis and in the Arach HaZok, when he quotes it, does not learn like Rashi that there's a chalik to Mechuber and Balechai. He says it depends. We are Mekabel Beloha. You're just doing it as a good luck charm. You're just doing it for good luck, then it's not Avodah Zarah. If you do it the shame Elohus, then it's called the Kruvus. Then it'll be also Banu. So they quoted the name of Rav Elvola that he thought that this was the Tzushta of Rav Racha Beide Ravika. Midi dahavi amishtach v'lohor to be compared to the case of the man who worships the mountain, the hor mutor of the besayim, despite the fact that the hor doesn't have a shame of it zorah at all. Doesn't have a shame of it zorah at all. Nonetheless, the person who worships it is called an oivet avod zorah. How can I be an oivet avod zorah if there is no chetz of avod zorah? So you see that it's possible to split. So that's what Rav Acha Beide Ravika Tainis, who had the name Reish Lakish, that despite the fact that it's not the Kruvis, but the Gabri is an Avid Avid Azor. Because otherwise you don't understand what's the Tzushtel. By the Hor, it's a different reason. Mamish, everything is regular Avid Azor. Just like Zeres HaKosut, that Mechubah doesn't become Asabah, no. But the person was an Avid Avid Azor. That's what Rav Elvin says, according to Rashi, is Nichet. You understand better the Dugma, the Mashal that Rav Acha Beide Ravika gives. He says, "Meeted the Avi Ahor. The Ahor is Mamish doesn't have a din avoid zor. Doesn't have a din avoid zor. And that's why there's no din of tikruvus. But nonetheless, the Gabra is chayv misa. So it's gemalta. The Gabra is chayv misa, despite the fact that there's no heftz of avoid zor and there's no heftz of tikruvus. So That's the mashal to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds muteris. There's no tekruvis, but gabra ibn abidizore, it is. Here, Tosfos has a famous discussion, the top Tosfos on Samach Aleph and Aleph. Those who learned Chulin in Yeridei remember this from Chulin and Daf Yudalit and Aleph. There's a Mishnah Chulin, Ashechet v'Shabbos Shchitosek Sheira Achol Pishin Mishkai B'Nafsha. Despite the fact that he violated Chil Shabbos, still the Shchit is good. The Tosfos points out there on Daf Yudalit and Aleph and Chulin that the Gemara has two interpretations in the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah go that Ashechet v'Shabbos B'Mezit or Ashechet v'Shoigeg? So if it's talking Ashechet v'Shoigeg v'Shabbos, so he doesn't become a mumal hal Shabbos din akakim. So there's no problem, I suppose. But according to one suggestion in the Gemara, the Mishnah even goes on Shechet b'Shabbos b'Meizit, and still Shechitos l'Ksheira, still you're allowed to eat it. In fact, I say, Akasha, how can it be? We have a din that a mumar l'chal Shabbos b'Ferhesia is din akakim and Shechitos l'Neveila. So how can it say Shechitos l'Ksheira? That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos gives one answer that's only l'chal Shabbos b'Ferhesia. And who says the guy's machal Shabbos b'feres? Maybe he's doing betzina. Hashechet b'shach shchitos ekshera goes betzina. If he'll do it b'feres, he'll taka be a mumer. And dina kakom. It's only b'feres. That's a shayla b'zman hazeh that we have that din. That we still have the din of machal Shabbos b'feres. Dina kakom. The Binyan Tzion already lived in. They lived in Germany beginning of the reform movement. So he writes that we don't have that din anymore. The din of machal Shabbos b'feres. Dina kakom. The Gemara says in Erevin that it only applies if the fellow's not even embarrassed to be Mechal Shabbos in front of the chief rabbi. The Gemara says there was a fellow who used to wear rings on Shabbos, rings that you're not allowed to wear. Some rings are tachshitin. Some rings are just for business, a signet ring, in order to make an impression on wax, in order to sign letters. That's an ishkan tachshit. People don't wear it to a wedding. You wear it in the middle of the day when you're running your business. So there was one character who was wearing such a ring on Shabbos in the street. There was no Erev. Mam Shaito. He was obviously he was using it for his business on Shabbos. He was running, doing business on Shabbos, and pushing in the impression and so on. So the Gemara says, should he have the din of Mechal Shabbos before he din akakum? So the Gemara says no, because when the chief rabbi walked by, he was embarrassed. So he covered over, the left hand on top of the right hand, that he shouldn't see that he's wearing the ring. So even though in front of everybody else he wasn't embarrassed, but as long as he's embarrassed in front of somebody, so that's not called the fast. Mechal Shabbos before he means not embarrassed at all. So that's what the Binyan Tzion says, Vos, today, Mechal Shabbos b'Ferhesia, I question embarrassed, not embarrassed. What the majority, there's so many Jews, I'm not Shomer Shabbos, what should I have to say that there's a question of embarrassment. The Chazanish writes like that. They lived in communities where there were many Mechal Shabbos. You have so many Mechal Shabbos, he can't say that he's breaking the discipline, that he's such a chatzuf, that he doesn't care about the Chil Shabbos, doesn't care if everybody's, he doesn't even know that it's awesome. He thinks that the Shtanu Atzvoim, he thinks for some reason or another the laws of Shabbos no longer apply. Ein Gerat and Kopf that there's no, the Hilcha Shabbos don't apply. The Mincha Saluza, in history, Mincha Saluza lived in Hungary. So in Minkach, so he writes, he quotes the Binyan Tzion and he has a whole attack. It's not so. What are you talking about? Yeah. In his society, the Stamah, he's right. If he would have lived with the Binyan Tzion, lived in Germany, he would be masking the Stamah with the Binyan Tzion. If he would live where the Chazanish lived in Lithuania, he would also be masking. He lived in Hungary where the people were Shabbos. There were hardly any Mechal Shabbos. So he says those hardcore Mechal Shabbos, they're breaking the discipline of the Jewish community by being Mechal Shabbos. And Taka Beferhesia. They weren't embarrassed even when he walked by, they weren't embarrassed to be Mechal Shabbos. So that's called Mechal Shabbos Beferhesia. It depends on each case. So that's one answer that Tosfos gives. Mechul and Daf Yudala Rebnala. How can it be that Ashechet B'Shabbos Shkitos Ekshero? How can it go even Ashechet B'Mezid? The Sheikh of Mezid is a Mumachal Shabbos. Mumachal Shabbos Dina Kakum. So one answer they give is, no, it's only Mechal Shabbos B'Ferhesia. Mechal Shabbos B'Tzina, the Gemara says, it's not Dina Kakum. Then Tosfos gives another suggestion. That's the questionable suggestion. They say, maybe the Din is only a Mumachal Shabbos B'Ferhesia. Dina Kakum is only if he's Rogel B'Kach. Right, I'm not sure whether two times or three times, what do they mean by Rogel B'Kach? The Gemara has a Machleg is Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Whether it betrays him the Havichazok or betlaz him the Havichazok. How many times does something have to repeat itself that it should indicate a pattern? So maybe that's Negei over here, the Achronim discussed. Maybe it's relevant over here. According to Tosfos' suggestion, it has to be Rogel B'Kach. He's only Mechal Shabbos once, or possibly even only twice. He wouldn't be Dino Kachum that it should be Shchitos and Nevel. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos writes not so. The Rambam writes, when he's shechting on that Mishnah, and Daf Yudalad and Alfif, he asks the same kasha that Taisus asks. So he gives a different teret. He says, while he's shechting the animal, the blood starts gushing out. The blood starts gushing out. That itself is a malach. If he causes an animal to bleed, that's a malach of Netilus and Sham. Taisus says, Malikot Lugut, Malikot Lepal. But that's the, it's Hoylach Libud, the Dam is Hoylach Libud, he doesn't use it. So that's really a malach Hashem Tzvicha Lugufa. He doesn't use it, so that's only Nisa Dirabana. So it's Makalkal. It's Makalkal, he doesn't accomplish anything. When does he do the full job of the Malacha Deraisa, Mesakein? When is it a Malacha with Tikkun? When he finishes shechting the whole behemoth, and that's Mentilus Neshama, and now he's Matarit Bachila, now it's Muta Bachila. So then the Rambam says, so that's already Lacha Amaisa. He already did the Shechita. The Shechita he did before he finished the Chil Shabbos. I, from the very beginning, when he cuts the skin, is already bleeding. So he says, that's only Chil Shabbos, the Rabbanan. That's only the Kakal. Doesn't make it into a Machal Shabbos, Dina Kakal. That's also a Pilpul that Rabbi Kivega has on Hilch Gerideya. Hilch Shechita, at once Machal Shabbos, before Hestia, by a Malacha de Rabbanan. Is he Dina Kakal or not? Maybe it's on Machal Shabbos, before Hestia, and a Malacha de Reis. Maybe it doesn't apply to a Malacha de Rabbanan. Maybe we should distinguish. Maybe some Malacha de Rabbanan does apply, some Malacha not. That's a long Rabbi Kivega, Rabbi Leizer Shabbos. Shabbos with the Rabbanan, everything he does is mekalkal. By the time he finishes the whole shechita, then it's a malacha, the araisa, the misakein, but then it's already too late. If he'll shecht another day, and after that, that'll be shechitos and avela. He just became namachal Shabbos bevet. Doesn't have to be two times. One time is enough. But only after the gemar ha-malacha, not while he's doing the malacha. That's how the Rambam writes. So here, Taisus has, here and in Zvachim, Taisus gives a suggestion based on what the shtikl, based on the shtikl ter that they wrote, Chulan Adaf Yudal. They're a Chulan. They're not talking about Mumal Lavu the Zara Dina Kakum. They're talking about Mumal Chal Shabbos Befres, Dina Kakum. Usually we say that a Mumal Adav Rechot is not Dina Kakum. Let's say he's a Ganef. That's what he does for a living. He's a Ganef. He smuggles diamonds or whatever. Or he's a Chveis. He does other Averis. Professional Baal Averis. He's traitorous. He doesn't keep kosher. So you're going to say Dina Kakum? Nishkin Dina Kakum. He has a desire to eat lobsters. He has a desire to eat pork. What can he do? Save money, whatever. What? Says not dina kakum. Rav Meir holds mumal adavrecha dina kakum. You know, I'm passing like Rav Meir. We pass mumal adavrecha is not dina kakum. With these two exceptions, mumal chal Shabbos b'fer Hestia is the one aver dina kakum. Mumal aver desar is dina kakum. These are the only two exceptions. Otherwise, you have to have a mumal leroyv mitzvah satera. Leroyv dina hatera. Then it's going to be dina kakum. But just because the mumal adavrecha is not dina kakum. So here the Taisus in Anardaf and Samachal and Sanhedrin, as well as the Taisus in Zochim, has a suggestion. And maybe just like by Mumal Chal Shabbos Befrati Dina Kakum, they came up with an Einfeld that it's only if he's Rogel Bekach, it has to be two times or three times. Then maybe even Mumal Avedizor also has to be Dafke Rogel Bekach. There's Mokum Lechalek, because Mumal Avedizor eating the Tzina is Dina Kakum, Mumal Chal Shabbos only Befrati. It's not necessarily the same. But Taisus makes such a suggestion. Maybe they both have a Tadashav Shabbat is that it's only if it's Rogel Bekach. So maybe that's where Ishlokish says. Ishlokish Shamo Muteres. Ishlokish himself, according to Rav Acha, Beid Ravike, Ishlokish agrees that the Gaber is a Baktola. The man is Chayv Misa. He's an Ovid Avedizara. Let him become a Mumala Avedizara, Shchitas and Avela. So how does he say Muteres? So the first suggestion Taisus gives, same as Rashi, Muteres Bahanoa. But Asura Bachila. It's Asura Bachila because it's a Mumala Vedizara. It's like Shechitas Akum. Shechitas Akum. Shechitas Akum is not also Banoa. The Gemara says, there's one Tana whose opinion we don't accept. One Tana who's of the opinion that Tam Machshevas Akum La Vedizara, if he's a Fruma, Nochri, Zera Fruma, Nochri, and he shechts the Behemah, and everything is, the whole Shechitas is good, so we assume that Tam Machshevas Nochri, it's going to be La Vedizor. But we don't pass like that. The Gemara says, we don't assume like that. If he's not clearly, we don't kricha right into a subconscious and say that he must have had in Zin L'Shem Avedizor. We don't assume so. We say, Shechita Sakam is only Nevela. It's not also Ba'anor. So here you have a Shaila, but he's Sheikhet Abeheime Almanas Lizrik Dom La Vedizor. So Rishlokish says, Muteres. Muteres doesn't mean Muteres Ba'achila. Muteres just means Muteres Ba'anor, Taisin says. Maybe he is a mumal avedizar dina kakum, and shchitas and the beilah he just says that it's materas banu, it's not the kruvis. Or Taisa gives the other answer. No, maybe it's even materas bachila. Maybe it's not even shchitas and the beilah. He's a yid, he's not a nochri.
Maybe it's only if he's rogel b'avod the zorah. He has to shecht a few times. The shechita, Taisus Bayaz never says it. Taisus Bayaz, the second answer, says in the Taftais Dinami, Afil b'achidu shari keli lo hayamum meikor b'shechita zuhu denasimu. The answer in the Taisus, after the shechita is over, that sounds like the Rambam and the Pirush on Mishnayos and Chulin. After the Chilul Shabbos is over, after the avodah zorah is over, then it becomes a mumal avodah zorah. Doesn't have to do it two or three times. But the other Taisus in Zvachin suggests the two shtelts in the Mishnah in Chulin. Just like Machal Shabbos prefers, he didn't kach, not to be rogel b'kach, maybe Mumal Avodah Zarah also has to be rogel b'kach. Shechita Sheina Ruya, v'neget to what? Shechita sheni ruy va de shma shechita chaptan af kimin if kisi adam ha oisa is benak vital it vehei. It says in the chumash akan if he's tovach amacha af yishech is chayv gal vehei. It says it didn't if yishech the vehei mean ala de shech tos was no bia mecher. It says if shech the chayv yov you need kisi adam. So in those three cases there's the machlek of shimen nachacham. What if yishech slava de zor? It's a perfect shechita. But a shechita lava de zor, it's the krubis. It's also ba achila, also ba no. Would you say that doesn't have a shame shechita at all? But he say, no, it has a shame shechita. And there is an Isra also, but, you know, and there would be a mitzvah to do kisei adam. Yeah, but over here, I don't think it's relevant here. What shechita sheina ruya should be relevant to what? Okay. Another example of shechita sheina ruya. Okay, if he shechts chulam azor, will it be chayv dalvei? The Gemara has a discussion, right? But I don't think it's negated to the tikrubis of it azor. It's going to be tikrubis even if it's shechita. Shechita sheni ruya because of avodah zarah. The discussion shechita sheni ruya. It's ain't a ruya because it's chulam azor. It's ain't a ruya because it's shochet avodah zarah. It's ain't a ruya because he shechted a treifel. Some zaitige Easter. I want to know how does that impact on dalad vei? How does that impact on osav ezmel? But if he shechts all avodah zarah, what are you going to say? It doesn't become tikruvus because of shechita sheni ruya. No, so it is. That's tikruvus avodah zarah becomes also bano. No, but. But by tikruvus avodah zarah, it does become also b'hanuah. Despite the fact that now that it's also b'hanuah, it's a shechita sheni ruya lav shmo shechita, even if you're the lav shmo shechita. But still, it does become tikruvus. That's the din of tikruvus. It does become also b'hanuah. So that was the Gemara's end. Fine. Gemara, Rabbi Bar Avchanan had posed the kasha, how did the Tanoim know how to juggle a psukim? The Gemara says there's only one way to go. You have to go this way. If you go the other way, then you have no use for the pasuk of Shechet, Zavech Lalim Yachum. It doesn't cover any case. It cannot be necessary to tell you that Mechashme Aveda Laveda that the gap is Chayv Misa, because we know anyway it's going to be Chayv Misa. Afilo the Resh Lakish is going to be Chayv Misa. Kosh cannot leave it up. Yechem, you know Mitzad Asvara. So the psukim wouldn't work out. The Gemara says there's only one way to go. It's a svara that you to learn from Pigul that by all mechashme avodah l'avoda that it's a shini kodesh or a shini bailin, that's a svara, and then to learn that it's the kruvis, that's a svara. But to say and to say that it's chay misa, that's a svara that's muskam l'choladei, that's also a svara. The first two svaras are machleg zavicham ishlokish and svara, but the third svara that the gavra is chay misa. Over here, that if he shoychet the beim askulin, intending to be zarek the dam la b'dizar, that the man is chayv misa, that's l'choladei es asvar. That doesn't need any pasuk. We're going to learn the Gemara soon. If a person says elach ve'evoy, he's also chayv misa. So here he made it even stronger. He shechts an animal. And he says, now that I shechted the animal, this will enable me to berzark the dam to the avodah zarah. He didn't yet do an act of avodah zarah, but he says, he states in advance, this is the hachana that I'm going to, he buys a ticket to go to Philadelphia to worship avodah zarah there. So he says to the ticket counter, I'm buying a ticket in order to go to worship avodah zarah in Philadelphia. So that's mamash eilach ve'evet. Eilach ve'evet in such a case is chayt. That's to say that it's high misa. You zichni did. You have to have edim hasra. You zichni misa. The edim kip. Huh? For the kores, will you need dibur for the kores? I don't know. For you, for the kores, will you need dibur? I don't know. An interesting shay. Okay. Pardon me? Bidibur, yeah. It could be that he says Bidibur because how will he aid him? No, because this mission is talking about Chi of Misa. So he's asking for Kareh. Maybe if he's Makabal Belahabalev. The Gemara says that usually here, Huri Avera, the Rabban Shalom doesn't punish him, except Matfos and Benetzol Belibam. Here, Huri Avera, a person is punished. It doesn't mean that he's Chayv Kareh, it does just mean that he's punished. I don't know. You have to look at that Gemara. I don't remember. Yeah. He may have had Heruria by the Zohar. Yeah. So the Shaila is, but would it be Chayv Kareh? Would it be Chayv Kareh? I don't know. He deserves an Einish, but is it necessarily Kareh? Here the Gemara tells a story. Right in the middle of Samach Aleph, from an Aleph, the Gemara says, Rav Hamnuna Irkisli Leiture, one of the Chachamim lost his behemoth, and he looked out, he was going to search for them. And he bumped into Rabbi on the way, and they started to talk and learning. So he thought that he had a stira between two Mishnais. Ramalei Masnitz Nadadi. So he has a stira between two Mishnais. The beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah says over here, the first line of Samach Amud Beis, and the Mishnah says, Ha'avid Avodah Kechavid. If he worships Avodah Zarah, he does Avodah Zarah. Kidarko, Shaloi Kidarko, Zibo, Kitanisa, Kishtach. Well, fine, he does Avodah Zarah. Then we have a Mishnah later, Vohatanan. So in our Mishnah it sounds like Oved, if he worships Avodah Zarah, does Kedarka, Shloi Kedarka. Oimalo, if he says, I plan to worship Avodah Zarah, that's not enough to give an Einish Misa. If he says, he's going to worship Avodah Zarah. Kregim Abba Hadan Stan is a Mishnah later, another 5-6 blood, that says, Oimer Eloch Ve'Avod, Eloch Ve'Avod. Oimer Eloch, Eloch Ve'Avod. Says, I'm going to worship Avodah Zarah. He's going to go buy tickets, go to Philadelphia to worship Avodah Zarah. He's nowhere near the Avodah Zarah, he has to go travel. Or he says, Navoi, Nelef and Navoi. In all these cases, Yechayv Misa, even though he didn't actually worship Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara considered this a stira. So on this stira, the Gemara is going to quote 6 terutzim. As I mentioned earlier, one of the terutzim has 2 girsus, which direction is, and comes out there. 6 amaroim with 7 terutzim. The last terutz in the Gemara is upside down. And the last terutz is the easiest. Rabbeinu Amar Loizu Abduktoni. Rabbeinu gives the list, that's about 15 lines from the bottom of Samach Aleph on the base. The next line begins, Itmar, Hovid Avid is Kechav and Miyav and Miyirat. That's the next sugya. And the last line right before that sugya is, Rabbeinu Amar, Rabbeinu gives the sixth answer, Loiz Avid is Tanit, there's no steer at all. The first Mishnah says, Hovid Avid, not only if he actually does the worshipping of the Avid Azari, even if he just says, Eilach Ve'Evad, later Mishnah adds on, he says, Elzev is also Chayv. So Zarab the whole spirit, that's all Pipashtus. But the other Amoraim didn't agree with Rabbeinu. Each one thought that there are different cases. That sometimes you're only Chayv if you do the Avoida, and sometimes you're Chayv even if you just say, I plan to do the Avoida Zor. So when is it which? So that's what the Gemara has. 5 other Amoraim give a different suggestion. How to resolve this apparent stira between the two Mishnai. So the first mandama, who did he ask? He asks Rabbi the Kash. Omalei, so Rabbi gives an answer. Boy, my name is Kabla Alai, Elef Avodah. It depends. If he says, I believe in this Avodah, so I'm going to go worship it. So he's already Chayv Misa now, because he says he believes in it, and he's going to go worship it. Say, Elef Avodah is already Chayv. Our Mishnah says that if it's Eliyato, Yechayv. Here the Mishnah says, the third line from the top of Samach Amadeh says, Hamakabal Olav Beloha, Ohoimalo Eliyatha. The Rashi explains, Beilofon and Beil Shalaybefon. Whether he's in front of the Avodah Zarah and it says Eliyatha, or Shalaybefon, if he's Makabal Beloha, he's Chayv. So the Mishnah that says later, Eloch Ve'Avod is Chayv, that's if he's Makabal Beloha, and he says he's going to worship. But our Mishnah that says one is only Chayv Misa if he actually does the Avodah Zarah, is only if he says, any mekabla balaha, elef avoida. I don't accept it. Thank you. He doesn't accept it as a deity, until he's going to try it out. He's not sure. When I worship it, then I'll believe it. If he says, "Eni mekavle ela bavoido," then he's only chayv if he actually deserves it. But if he's mekavle bala right now, he says, "I believe that's the real deity, and I'm going to worship it." So I understand the chizkat because mekavle bala. Shoy. Rav Yosef am das Rabister. Rav Yosef gives a different teret. Tanoi shaklus mi alma. What do you quote one Mishnah still with another Mishnah? He says, "The machlekes atanoi." We know there's a machlekes tanoi. He's a tanya. Ha'emer. Someone is coaxing other people. He's a mesis. He's trying to convince other people to worship Avodah Zarah. A mesis is chayav mesis. What if he tries to convince the other people to worship him? He says that I'm God and everybody should worship me. So Rav Meir mechayav Rav Yehuda poter. What's the machlekes? Rav Meir Rav Yehuda machlekes whether he has a din of a mesis? Machlekes whether he has a din of a mesis? Or it's a machlekes whether Denisa, if Denisa says maskin, with the Nisus Chai. We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, Eichad the Polchu, if the people actually worship him, they talk about Eretzayayin that he's God, and they bow down to him. So Kule Amala pleads, Namach Leg Zameir Rav Yehuda Dichsev Lasasa L'Chafeso. Even if he make himself Lasasa Atzmo Chafeso, even if he make himself into a deity, you're also Chai. A person, a human being can also be an Avodah Zarah. Even if he's the one who cracked himself up to be the Avodah Zarah, he's also called a Pesto. And there wouldn't be a machlek zameir Rav Yehuda. Keep pligi, when is there a machlek is v'dibur of the Yalma? If it's only, he says, Eilech v'yev, Rameir is called v'dibur of Milsehi, Rameir says, Bo v'yev duni neisei maskim, so Rameir mechayiv, he says, chayiv. Rav Yehuda paita means, if he just says Eilech v'yev, he promises to worship him, but he didn't actually worship him yet. So that's the machlek is hatanat. So who is the machlek is on? Machlek is whether the nisas. That's how Rav Yosef says. Machlekes is whether the Nisas is Chayiv Misa, but the Mesis is the Chabad Chayiv Misa. No. The Mesis is Chabad Chayiv Misa. Mesis is always only B'dibur. I coax somebody to worship Avodah Zarah. I don't have to say that I'm going to worship. I try to convince someone else to worship Avodah Zarah. So even if I don't succeed in convincing him, I'm also Chayiv Misa for the attempt. For attempting to convince him to worship Avodah Zarah. So that's one pshat in Texas. The bottom Texas has two pshotim on his Gemara. Taisa said the second half of the Taisa said the Yod Yishleimar in the middle of the Taisa the Mar Sova the Yod Yishleimar they say Kulish Maitan Tligi Benisa the Mesis Abad is Chai B'dibur. Rav Yosef is not going to say that's a Machlekes. They write on the last line Avol the Mesis Pshitanam Chai B'dibur. Of course the Mesis is Chai. Mesis is always Chai just by coaxing, by convincing the other person. But Rav Yosef claims Tanoi is a Machlekes HaTanoi between Amei Rav Yehuda. That goes with the Nisas. It says, Eilech ve'ebri promises to worship. Is he chayiv misa or not by the promise to worship? But on the Mesis, for sure, is chayiv. Then Tosfos has the first suggestion, maybe not so. From the Hemshech HaGemara, from the way the Gemara presents it, we're going to see, it sounds as if the Machlokes is by the Mesis and by the Nisas. Let's continue in the Gemara. So first, Rav Yosef thought that the Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is Keep ligi the dibur of the alma. Rav Meir holds dibur milsi yichai misa for saying elav yevet. Rav Yehuda says dibur alam milsi not chai misa for saying elav yevet. So then Rav Yosef backs out from his original shita. He says that's wrong. That cannot be the machlokes. What did I just say? That according to Rav Yehuda, if the fellow says elav yevet, he's not chai misa. Doctor Rav Yosef, hoder Amar Rav Yosef. Later he realized la milsi diami. What I said is wrong. I feel the Rav Yehuda be dibur and I'm chiyuv mechai. The Tanya we have a brayse that says the feirish. Even Rav Yehuda is masking that if somebody says Eilech V'yevet, he is chayiv. That's not a machlekes satanoim. The other men are chayiv at Shiyama, Eved, Eilech V'yevet, Eilech V'yevet. Rav Yehuda is also masking in the Mishnah and Dab Samazayin. You can't say that our Mishnah goes Alibet the Rav Yehuda, and that Mishnah goes Alibet the Rav Meir. That's not true. Everybody's masking Eilech V'yevet is chayiv. No, but my commitment was by state the machlekes, the Mesis Liatzmai, if I coax the people to worship me, and I'm not yet a recognized Avodah Zarah. There's nobody else in the world who worships me yet. This is the beginning of a new religion. I'm trying to convince the people that I'm the deity. And I'm trying to coax them. And then they say, yes, they're masking. They promise that they're going to worship me. So that's the machlokes. Rameh says, when they say yes, they mean it. So I just made myself into an Avodah Zarah. So I became a Mesis. Because they recognize me as an Avodah Zarah. If I try to convince people that they should worship the Gemara, And there's nobody in the world who ever worshipped this Gemara. A nice little Gemara. Whoever worships the Gemara. So if I try to coax people to worship something that was never designated as a Dovah Shel Avodah Zarah, that's what Tosfos, that's how the Rishonim say, that's not called a Mesis. I try to convince them they should worship an Avodah Zarah that's recognized already, that there are followers. Don't say it's not Mesis. So what if I try to convince them they should worship me? There's nobody yet in the world who worships me. So then they say, yes, they're masking. So if their Haskama, yes, really means yes, that they just made me into an Avodah Zarah. So I become a Mesis. And they're high because they say they'll be able. But if you say, when they say, yeah, yeah, they say, yeah, it's a joke. Well, Maishna Ihumi Didat. That's how the Gemara says. Marsavra Mehot Mesli Atma Shamilei, Vienda Karmilei Kushtu. And they said, yes, they really meant it. They said it with the inflection that it sounded like it's true. Yes, we're going to worship you, we must. So Rameh says they really meant it, so they made him into a Chepta Shalav with his door. So he's Chai Vita Mesis. Umarsavra Mehot, yeah, Mesis Li Atma Lo Shamilei, it's ridiculous. Why should they listen to Neymar Amri? They'll think for themselves, Maish Neyumi Nadadan, why is he the deity and us not? I, they said, yeah. He said, yeah, yeah, it's a garnishment, it's a joke. The Indikamri, when they said, yes, Achuchi, Achuchi Olai, they're making fun of him. So therefore, even he will not be Chai Mita Mesis, because he was Mesis that they should worship a non-existent Abba Dazar, because nobody ever worships him. Nobody worships him. That's how the Rana has not. That's the first day in Tesis. Second day in Tesis is no. The whole machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is only on the Nisosah. The Mesis is always chayv. If he tries to coax people to worship Avodah Zarah, the Mesis is always chayv to Dibur HaBiyam. And the first day in Tosfos, as explained by the Ran, is no. If a fellow is Mesis to worship it on non-existent, a non-recognized Avodah Zarah, that there's nobody in the world who ever worshipped it, so then he's not chayv to Mesis. So whether the Mesis will be chayv depends on whether the in, the yes that the Nisosim say, do they really mean it? So they just recognize him as a deity. So then he is a Mesis to an Avodah Zarah, to a recognized Avodah Zarah. And according to Rav Yehuda, when they say in, it's a joke. It's not chayv. So again, the first Rav Yehuda thought, first Rav Yosef thought, to resolve this apparent contradiction between the two Mishnahs that our Mishnah sounds like it says, one is only chayv, Mitzvah Mitamba, with Avodah Zarah, he actually worships Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah later says that he even promises to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Eloch we have, and Eloch men Avod, he's also chayv Mitzvah. The first Rav Yosef thought to resolve this apparent contradiction by saying, Samachleik and Satanoi, one Mishnah is Rav Meir, one Mishnah is Rav Yehuda. Then he backs out, he says, not true. There's a special Machleik by Mesis, Liatzmo, and it doesn't apply in this case. He revokes his suggested terror. Rabba applied, but his terror. Rabba thinks that it's still a good terror. It's what he said. Our Mishnah goes when he says, Ain't in the Kabbalah Yalai, Elof Avoida. If he'll say, Eloch V'Yadri, he won't be chayv over here because he says, when I worship it, then I'll believe it. I'm going to try it out first. I'm going to see if I have a good feeling. Unfortunately, there are Jews who have the Avodah Zarah. So they try out all the Avodah Zarahs in the world. They go to the Far East. They try it out. And then they see if they like it. So then the Mekabel Belaha. So that's what Rabbi says. The guy says, Eloch Ve'Eben, I'll see if I like it. And if I like it, then I'll stick to it. So then he's not Chai Bisham, it's not Eloch Ve'Eben. He says, I'll try it out. He's not yet Mekabel Belaha. But he says, yeah, Eloch Ve'Eben, period, that's it. He already accepted it. So that's like Eliyahu. That's like Mekabel HaBelaha. So then he's Chayim. The what? Rabbi says, if he says, I'll only accept it as an Avodah Zarah if I'll worship it and I'll see they have a good feeling. So then, when he says Eloch Ve'Eben, he's not yet Chayim Misa. So that's our Mishnah that says, if he actually worships the Avodah Zarah, then he's Chai Mitzvah. But the fact that he's traveling towards it, and he tells the whole world that he plans to worship it, is not yet Chai Mitzvah. And the Mishnah that says later, Eloch V'Avid is Chai Mitzvah. And he doesn't say, I'm going to try it out, I'll see. He says, yeah, he's already hooked on it, even before he even worshipped it. So then it's equivalent of Eliyahu. The Eliyahu is enough to be Chai Mitzvah. The Rav Yosef backed out from this original suggestion that the two Mishnahs represent the Machlokes HaTanoim. One I'll leave it Rav Yehuda, one I'll leave it Rav Meir. So he says a different answer. Mas Nisin, on the second line from the top, he gives a different suggestion. Kam b'yochad anisis, kam b'rav manisos. In which direction, what it depends. If I'm trying to convince one person to worship Avodah Zarah, it's going to be one dish. If I try to convince a whole group and they all say Nelef and Abed, then it's a different dish. In which direction does the psychology work? In which direction does it work? So Rashi has the gears, like we have printed in the Gemara, Rashi's gears. Yachid, If I convince one person to worship Avodah Zarah, and he says, Eloch ve'evoid, so lo mimlech, he's not going to change his mind. He's going to really worship Avodah Zarah. So when he just says, Eloch ve'evoid, he's already chayv mitzvah. But if Rabbim, I convince the whole group of people, how many Rabbim is a shayla? 3 people, 10 people are shayla. The Achrenim discussed, and Chaskin quotes the discussion, how many people you have to have that it should be called a rabbi. But if you have a rabbim, then the Gemara says, Mestama mimlechi below tovash. Mestama, they'll change their mind. Someone will wake up before they go to worship Avodah Zarah. So the fact that a whole group decided together, they're all going to worship Avodah Zarah together, but they didn't worship it yet, then Rav Yosef suggests they cannot change their mind. The Ran claims that the other Rishonim have the Girsa of Fakir. Doesn't make a difference because we don't pass more like it anyway. But the Ran quotes the other Rishonim have the Girsa of Fakir, that the psychology is the opposite. That the mere psychology is, I rely on you and you rely on me, and everybody relies on the other guy. So we're all walking like we're lomim to worship Avodah Zarah. But one person all by himself, then fakir, then he may change his mind. So if a yochid says, Eloch ve'evoid, he can always change his mind. But if the whole group decided, Eloch ve'na, but they're all going together, then the rabbin will not change their mind. Boom, fakir, from the way Rashi says. Where does he get such an einfall that there should be a difference between a yochid and a ramzak? They're based on a puzzle. You know, Amin Allah wouldn't have a market to say such a distinction. Because it says when you're trying to coax someone to worship Avodah Zarah, so it says the Nisa shouldn't listen to him with all the good tiklikin that the Nesis promises him. He should worship Avodah Zarah. He's going to be happy. He's going to be rich and so on. So he says, So the Mashmoa says, even if you don't actually worship Avodah Zarah, Ova Vishrama is already chayv. If you say, Eloch ve'evoid, so you're ready chayv. So somehow Rav Yosef thinks the Mashmoa of the Pasuk is, it only goes on Yochid, according to the other Rishonim, it only goes on Rabbi. So from the same pasuk, Rashi says it goes on Yochid. The pasuk shot the pasuk goes on a Yochid. But Rashi learns on the Yochid will not change his mind. Yochid lo mimla. He's not going to change his mind. The Rabbi will change their mind. The Rashi is easier. But the Ran mutches how to read the Raya. According to the Ran, that it's fakir, that a Yochid, we assume, may change his mind. The Rabbi will not change their mind. So what is he quoting a pasuk that's talking about Yochid and he's interpreting that it goes on Rabbi, that they're not going to change their mind. He touches it up a little bit. Abai was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. He's not masking with Rav Yosef. How can you say that there's a difference in psychology between the Yochid and the Rabbi, and therefore, in one case, Eloch Ve'evoid will be chayv, in another case, Eloch Ve'evoid will not be chayv. Abai has a price. Mishayne being Nisid Rabbi, Nisid Yochid. Is there a difference between one and many? There's a price that says the only difference is between Ir and Idachas, a Rabbi Mavi and Idachas and a Yochid, and namely what? A Yochid Havid Avodah Zarah is Skila, but Mamona Polat, his property is not destroyed. And Ir and Idachas, Mamona Ovat, you destroy all the property, but the individuals don't get Skila, they only get the Saif, the Fichorev. So it says in the Brisa that that's the whole difference. The only difference between the Yochid and the Rabbim is this one issue. Whether Mamayna Polat, Mamayna Ma'avat, or Lahakala Gufam, Lahakma Gufam, whether it's Gil or it's Saif. Abu Bechol Mili, with respect to all other purposes, Kiyadar Ninu. Elam Rabbi Abai is not masking with Rabbi Yosef's psychology, not in Rashi's direction, not in the Ran's direction. He says a different answer to the Kash. It depends. Does the person on his own initiative say he's going to worship Avodah Zarah? Or someone read in mind that he should worship Avodah Zarah? So the Azmer read in mind if someone was maces him and then he convinces him. So then he's hooked on the Avodah Zarah. So if he says, Eloch ve'evoid, then it's called by Allah Yeshuv, and then he's not going to back out. But if a person on his own initiative, he decides he's going to worship Avodah Zarah, nobody convinces him of anything. So if it's on his own, he can always change his mind. So if he says, Eloch ve'evoid, then he's not going to be chayv. That's what Abai says. And then he says, you know, Amin Allah, how do I know that that's true? He's up to the pasuk. He says, if someone tries to coax you, try to convince you, and then it says, you shouldn't even listen to him at all. So the Mashmoa says, if you mask him, even if you don't actually do the Avodah Zarah, you don't actually worship it. If you mask him, you're ready chayv misa. So that goes when somebody else was musas, mesas, mityakir. Someone else was coaxing me. But if I did it on my own initiative, then I'm not chayv. Rabbi doesn't agree. Rabbi says he thinks that even within Mesis and Yachem, the Zolsha should also be a different. And he says a different. It depends how good a sales pitch did the Mesis give the Nisan. See, if he gives them a whole description of the Avodah Zarah, It's so fat and it's so tall, and it tells the whole history of the Avodah Zarah, and it saved so many people's lives, and it made people a good shidduchim, and a whole history, and a whole sales pitch. And then he says, Eilech ve'evoy, then you chai. But even if your mace is musas, it's the achem, someone else is coaxing you, but he doesn't give you such a long sales pitch. He just says, you know, there's an Avodah Zarah over there. What do you say? I think you should worship it. And the guy says, Eilech ve'evoy. That is garnished. He didn't convince him of anything. So easy come, easy go. He's asking him to go worship. He can always change his mind. Where does Rava get it from? You know, Amilalo, Zakta, based on the mashmois of the Pasuk. The Pasuk sounds like he gives a whole Arichas Dvorim. Kach Achelis, Kach Shoyz, Kach Mati, Kach Mati, Yoshma, Menor Shoyz. Ravash gives a different answer to this deep Sazoimot. Every Amora gives a different answer. Till he gets to Ravina. He says he doesn't see any Stira. He doesn't see anything. You don't have to give any teres on anything. Avashi does see a stira. Avashi says, no, it depends what it sees. It's all mumer. If the guy says, everybody can always change his mind, everybody has a cheskes kashrus, so just because he expresses his intention to worship Avodah Zarah, that's not enough to give him an oinish mitzvah. He has to actually worship the Avodah Zarah. But if you know he has tendencies, he has leanings towards Avodah Zarah, I mean, often the past, that this guy, he worships Avodah Zarah, but we never caught him, made him a hasra. And now we got him, made him hasra, but he didn't worship yet. He just said, Eilech ve'evoy. So that's enough. We know it's cheskasa that he's going to worship Avodah Zarah, because we know he did it in the past. Just in the past, he did it without hasra. So he got away with it. He never got an onesh. And this time, I'm going to give him an onesh. That's Rav Ashi's term. So there we have to find a very strange gemara. So he's such a long arichas dvar. Then Ravina finally says he doesn't see much shvet. The two Mishnais are just marshaling each other. That's the Pasht. Right, that's on this Gemara. The Gemara has that whole arichas. That if you have rechoikim, so you have to give a sales pitch. That was whose teretz? That was Rav Amar. That was Rav's teretz. Even if your mace is someone else, if you don't give him a sales pitch, and he says, then he can always change his mind. The only time I assume that he's hooked on the Avodah Zarah is if you give a whole sales pitch. And it gives the mashmos of hakrevim harechoikim. That you have to give him a whole story about the rechoikim. So just like the rechoikim is a baba maisa, so to the krevim is also a baba maisa. Okay. So that's the second sugi. The first sugi in the topic of Avodah Zarah was just to establish who's chai misa, who's not chai misa. Kedarka, shloi kedarka, derech kovet, ishtachvoi, all of the others. Then the second sugi was about eilech ve'evet, whether chai or not. The seventh roots of the final territory, that the kushan may correlate, there's no problem. Now goes the third sugya, famous sugya. Machlekes Abai v'Rava, what's the din? A person worships Avodah Zarah. Me ahava umeyira. What does that mean? He doesn't believe that this thing has any powers of a deity. He's afraid someone's going to kill him. Worship shot. Someone threatens to kill him unless he worships Avodah Zarah. So he worships Avodah Zarah in order to save his life. And the numdin in the muchach is that he doesn't believe in the whole thing. It's all a farce. So it's a machlekes Abai v'Rava, whether he's chayv misa. Abai says, yeah, he's chayv misa. He says in the Mishnah by the Zohar, it doesn't say what his intentions are. He bows down in front of the tailor, he's chayv misa. And we pass like Rava, that one who worships Abai the Zohar, me avam yira, there's no kabbalah saluhus, is not chayv misa. The Yetosis has the famous kasha. How can it be that this is a machlekes Abai v'Rava, and the din is like Rava? It's not Yalkagam, the din is like Rava, that it doesn't constitute Avodah Zarah. Not only that he's not Chayiv Misa the Nezit, he's not Chayiv Chatas B'Shoikik, he's not Chayiv anything white. Say, it's not Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Lav Plumu. The Gemara says, he's not Mekabal Belahak Point to Rava, it's a Gonish Mekonish. So how can he say it's Gonish Mekonish? There is a din of Yehorg Val Yavar. If someone holds a gun to my head, he threatens to kill me unless I worship Avodah Zarah. So there's a din of Yehorg Val Yavar. So how can you say that according to Rava, it doesn't count? So one could argue the point and say that this is Rava L'shitas. The Gemara says that there are two different makoras for the din of Yehar Gvayah. We know Mitzad Asvar Yehar Gvayah by three cases. Well, what's the din of Yehar Gvayah? Also can I find him or not find out. So there's a din of Yehar Gvayah on any Aver B'Ferhesia or B'Shas Hashma, the din of Yehar Gvayah or on Avodah Zarah Gilei Rai Shvichas Dami. But not everybody agrees to all of those. Avodah Zarah Gilei Rai Shvichas Dami. There is one Tana who's of the opinion that only by Shvichas Damim you say Yehar Gvayavar, because the Gemara says that's the Svara. By Chaz is the Damim, the Dachs, the Mekfei, Doma Doma the Hukka Avishal Mikveh. That's the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Chafei. The Gemara says Azazvar. Then the Gemara says Kisha. There's a hekesh between Shvichas Domim and Gili Arayis. It says that an Eishes Tish Shenenso, an Eishes Tish was attacked by someone else. So Anara Lo Sasa Dova El Anara Chet Mavis. So Anara Veim Oshiyelo. Kikashi Yochem Nisharei Etzav and Avishkein Adavah said, what can you do? It's like someone murdered someone else. So the murder victim is Shuldik. He didn't do anything. The murderer is Shuldik. So to Avi, if someone attacks an Eishes Tish, the Eishes Tish is innocent. The one who attacked her is the Balaver and she's innocent. So what do you need a marshal for? Isn't it obvious? Oynes. What do you need a marshal? What does it add? So the Gemara says that it tells us the din of Yehorek Val Yavor. It's a hekish to compare Gili Arayis to Shvichas Domin. So just like by Shvichas Domin, you know, Mitzad Asvore, that is Yehorek Val Yavor, my chosin, Dom Nafsu Mitzvei. Similarly, you say Yehorek Val Yavor by Gili Arayis. So By Shvich HaZami Yehorek Val Yavor Zasvar. By Gili Arayis, it's the Hekish Kikash Yochem Mishari Yertoch HaNefesh Kein HaDover HaZeh. How do you know by Avodah Zarah Yehorek Val Yavor? So that's a totally different market. That's the part of Yehavtos Hashem Lakecho V'chol Nafshecho Afilu Noitelus Nafshecho. So that's really a Machloikis HaTanayim. Is that so or not? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a Machloikis. And Rava in Maseches Avodah Zarah says it goes in Daf Nun Dalet quotes a Tana. If you quote the Tana, it sounds like he subscribes to his opinion, not necessarily. He quotes the Tana who says, Rabbeinu Tamei, that even by Avodah Zarah, if it's Betzina, you say, V'chai Bohem Eloshi Amasbah. It sounds like Rabbeinu holds that Avodah Zarah is not Yehorek Val Yavor, only Shvichas Domim, because of the Svara. Gilei Arayis, because of the Hekesh. And Befarhesi B'Shas HaShmad is a Dili Yehorek Val Yavor on everything, on Arkas and the Misan, on other things also. And Avodah Zarah is nothing special. Avodah Zarah is not different from anything else. So that Taisus suggests there are those who wanted to say the Ein Loima. You shouldn't say the Rava goes Lushitos. Now maybe this goof is the Machlokes Abai V'Rava. Abai holds that there's a din of Yehorek Val Yavor. That the person worships Avodah Zarah Meyiroi, he's afraid he's going to kill him. So he's Chayv Misa. And Rava holds no. That there's no din of Yehorek Val Yavor by Avodah Zarah. Only by Shvich HaZamim by Gili Arayis. So there's no din, so Fashtetzach, he didn't do any other, so he's not Chayv Misa. So Taisha says, yeah, that's the Machloikis Abai V'Rava. It's the Machloikis HaTanoim. We know there's such a Machloikis HaTanoim on Daf Lahin Dalet here, and on Daf Nun Dalet on Abai V'Rava. There is such a Machloikis HaTanoim, where they say, Yehorek Val Yavor by Abai V'Rava. But the Gemara is going to start quoting Mishnayis and Brises to support Abai, to support Rava back and forth. What kind of supporting? It's an alta Machloikis HaTanoim. Whatever Bryce you're going to support, quote, to support Abai, to support Rava, we know it's a Machlokes HaTanoim. So any Bryce you quote, the other one will say, yeah, that's the other Tana, and I pass him like this Tana. So from the Hemshech HaSugya, it would appear that the Machlokes Abai Rava is not which Tana to pass him like in the Sugya of Yehorek Val Yavor. So Vlatach, the Pashtus in the Sugya, everybody's masking that there is a principle of Yehorek Val Yavor. So how come Rava says, how can it be that there's a din of Yehorek Val Yavor? Rava says that there's no act of Avodah Zarah at all. If the person is not called an Ovid Avodah Zarah at all, if he's not the Kaveh of Elohim. So that's what Tosfos here and says, Yeshloima, Dindachai Blim Saratzmo, the Chapchil Makom Hech Loimoso Satzmo, Loimachai Misa. What does it mean? What do you mean, Loimachai Misa? Rava says that it's not an act of Avodah Zarah. So what is it? It's a Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So it's only Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So you say Yehorek Val Yavor and a Marisayin. So that's what the Ran quotes. Chedusha Ran on this daf quotes the Loshon. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Chofei makes a statement. Vakol Misrapin Chutz Miyasi Asher. That's that person who's a Chol Shesh B'Sakon. He has to save his life. The doctor says he has to eat on Yom Kippur. He has no prayer, he has to eat on Yom Kippur. The doctor says they have to put intravenous in his body to keep him alive. The intravenous is Basa B'Cholo. That's the only intravenous they have. They don't put it in, he's going to die. They have no prayer. Basa B'Cholo is also Banu. So what can he do? It's also Banu. So Bakol Misrapin, Chutz Me'atzei Asherah. If the way to save his life is by using Atzei Asherah, not allowed. What do you mean Atzei Asherah? What's the case? The Poshup Shat in the Gemara, a man is running away from the Nazis. They're going to kill him. He has to get across the river. He can't swim so far. So he knows that there's a tree here that's Asherah. He's going to chop down the tree by the hatchet. Doesn't believe in the Asherah tree. He's going to chop down the tree and use the wood to save his life, to make a rift, to get across to the other side of the river. So in that case, it's Yehorek Val Yavor because it's Avodah Zarah. That's the case. That's not Avodah Zarah. It's not worshipping Avodah Zarah. that he's not allowed to get Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. That's also Yorin Bayam. So that's the famous Machloikis in Rishonim, and that Gemara. In Ptochim Chafayim and Aleph, Hakol Mistrapin, Chutz Mi'at Asher. Is that the case? So then what you're telling me is that not only is there Yorik Valyavar an actual Avodizar, there's even Yorik Valyavar an Abizrayu of Avodizar, anything that's related to Avodizar. Let's say not only would there be Yorik Valyavar an actual Gili Arayis, perhaps on Yichud, according to the Rishonim, that Yichud is an Issa Deraisa. If Yichud Arayis is only the Rabbanan, so the Rishonim have a cloud that's not Yorik Valyavar an Issa Deraisa. Not Mukhid, give up your life on an Avodizar Deraisa. But Yichud Arayis is an Issa Deraisa. So then it could well be that Yichud Arayis would be an Abizrayu of Gil Arayis. You could also say Yehorg Vayav. And many Rishonim say, no, that's not the case of Bakot Mishrat B'chutz Mi'at Asher. That's not Abedizor. Not to get Anor from Abedizor. It's an Isar Anor. It's not an Isar of actually worshipping Abedizor. Mark goes a special case. A guy went to a doctor, a Goyish doctor, and he says, he's dying. Give me a prescription. Give me a medication. I should live. So the doctor says, I'll tell you what, I have this Asherah tree in the backyard that has a special sap. And because we worship this tree, that's why the sap has the ability to save people's lives. He's tried it on 100 cases, on 1,000 cases, and they all survive. So you know, and I know, we all know, the sap of the tree cures people. Has nothing to do with the fact that they worship Avodah Zarah. But that's the way the Avodah Zarah is presented. There's only one doctor in the whole neighborhood, this Avodah Zarah. And he says the sap of the tree has special mystical powers, has healing powers because of the fact that we deify it. And that's why you two can save your life. If you use the sap from this tree, this is the Avodah Zarah itself, this will save your life. So I, in my heart, I think it's a joke. But that's a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. If I'm going to use the sap to save my life, the appearance will be that I too am worshipping the Avodah Zarah. So the other Rishonim say, not that Avizrayu, all Avizrayu of Avodah Zarah is the Yehorg Vayavar, you're not even allowed to get Hanoah from Atei Asherah on your own, to chop down an Asherah tree to make a reef to run away from the Raidah. No. Many Rishonim disagree over there. You don't say Yehorg Vayav. But in this case, where it's a Marisayan of Avodah Zarah, this they all agree. This is also Avizrayu. This they all agree that this Avizrayu would be Yehorg Vayav. How do we pass on Allah HaLamayim? There's a steer in the Mechaber. The Shach and Yeridaya points out. There's a steer between one simon and the other. They're close to each other. One is Kuf Nun Zayin, the simon about Yehorg Vayav, and one is Kuf Nun Hay. Two simonim before, in the middle of Hilchus Avodah Zarah. They have all the dinim of Yehorg Vayav. So the Shach flight by Tzorchiyun. How do we pass on Allah HaLamayim? Do we accept the Shita of Avizrayu? Do we not accept the big machlokes later between the Balamor and the Ramban and the Afayin Dalet? How to read that Gemara of Bakol Mitzvah Chutz Mi'at Hashem? So here, if the Nachri holds the gun and he threatens to kill me unless I bow down to the Getchkin, I bow down, that's for sure. That even according to Rava, that since I'm not Mekabel Beloha, so I didn't violate the Avera of Avodah Zarah. But that's certainly a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So that's Abizrai of Avodah Zarah. Allah Zainim asking that that's Yehorg Vayav. So Machlekes HaRishonim is, what about weaker Abizrai? Abizrai means related. Something that has a shaykhis to the Yisr Avodah Zarah. It's not the Avodah Zarah proper, it's not the actual Avodah Zarah. But it's related, like one is forbidden to get another from Atei Asher. So that's a Machlekes HaRishonim, how far you go with the Abizrai. But to do an act that's a marisayin of Avodah Zarah, it appears as if I'm worshipping Avodah Zarah, because the Goy says, bow down to the idol and worship it. I bow down, but I'm not Mekabel Belaha. So the Goy is very happy. He thinks I worship Avodah Zarah. That's a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So that all the Rishonim would be masking. That kind of Avizrayu, they all agree that that's Yehorg Vayav. So that's what the Tosfos answers over here. It's not a Machlokes Abaye Barabba whether you say Yehorg Vayav or Avodah Zarah. No, that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. That's not the Machlokes Abaye Barabba, which Tana to pass can like. Then the whole Hemshach HaSugya doesn't read great. What's he quoting? A Mishnah, he's quoting a Braisa, and each one is fighting with the other one. Zerb, it's a Machlokes HaTanoim. And I pass can Adoy, and he pass Mitzvakir. No. They're both working on the assumption that you do say Yehorg Vayav. I rubber there, rubber not under my head. The Tais is there, interprets rubber's memory differently. You never said it. It says, Avodizor Nun Dalet Vesham. There's a Tais on that daf. They say it goes on a different thing. On Nevad. It goes on Nevad. It doesn't say you don't say Yehorg Vayav. A different word over there. Okay.
It doesn't mean that you're putting on a medicine that doesn't work. It means that it's cured.
Yeah.
So the
Right. That's what Taisa is right. Dilma Mimshachipas right. We're afraid he or others may start to follow this. He may get more people to follow the Avodah Zarah, right. But he himself, the fellow who's taking the medication, he doesn't believe in it. So Mitzido, he's not really worshipping Avodah Zarah. He's just doing a marasayin of Avodah Zarah, which may be machshel himself and many other people ultimately to worship Avodah Zarah. But it's only an Abizrai, but it's a strong Abizrai of Avodah Zarah. So that they all agree that it's Yehor Gal Yavar. Yehor Gal Yavar it is, even though it's only Abizrai. But the machlekes is it actual Avodah Zarah? So Abaye holds even if you're not Mekabel Beloha. And Rabbi holds Dafke if you are Mekabel Beloha. Okay, but Linetta, next week we'll have to continue in this. This is the whole sugya. The beginning of Parshas Emor, we have the famous Rosh Emor V'Amarta, the Gemara says in Yevamos in Perek Cheresh, Hazik Gedolim Al Aktanim. There's a din also that's supposed to be a time, even a Kotim Shulah Higiyah Lachinoch, even though you're not Mechuyif to be Mechanechem HaMitzvus around there, it doesn't know what it's all about, but still, also that's supposed to be a time. So on this din, also that's supposed to be a time, there is a famous Machloikis of Rishonim, what's the nature of the din? The Nadi Yehuda's son has the Tshuva in the Sefer, Shalos Tshuva Shivas Tzion, where he quotes the Issa Beheter from the Rabbeinu Yoina. The Issa Beheter says, also was supposed to be Adayim, is also a Chelek L'chinuch. Even though the baby was just born, he's only a day old, still, it's also a Chelek of the Din of Chinuch. The Chinuch begins already. Koidim Shigil L'chinuch. That's what leads him to believe that what the Shivas Tzion comes to the Chiddush, that since it's an aspect of Chinuch, let's say you have a Shaita, a child who is a Shaita, and there's no chinuch at all, there's no chance that he's going to straighten out. So he thinks that the prohibition also was supposed to be a dime does not apply. And the Chassam Sofer has a famous tshuva where he quotes this from the Issa Beheter, from the Nadi Yehuda's son, from the Shivas Tzion, and he says he thinks he's right, that that's what the Sefer Issa Beheter writes, the Rabbeinu Yonah. But he quotes this Rashba and Gittin, in the middle of Perek Hanizokin, almost like a needle in a haystack. The Rashba has a whole paragraph there. In the middle of the paragraph, he just throws in a line that really has nothing to do with what comes before or comes after. He says, also the supposed to be a dive, even by a shaita. Even by a shaita. So the Chassam Sofer remembered that line. That one line in the Rashba. Chidush Rashba is so fast. Remember one line, not on the Sugi Shalobim Komo. And he says that, you see, the Machloikas, the Rashba needs to that.